And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. And State Representatives Greg Pavlov and State Representative Timmy Bison say a bipartisan agreement on Michigan's next state budget includes funding aimed at public safety, education, and infrastructure while holding overall state spending in check. The spending plan, approved with support from both Republicans and Democrats, does not include new taxes and maintains funding for the state's budget stabilization or rainy day fund. Lawmakers also say the budget includes additional oversight measures intended to improve accountability and efficiency in state government. Among the major investments are continued funding for Michigan's Public Safety Trust Fund, which provides financial support to law enforcement agencies along with additional school safety funding. The budget also continues implementation of the state's long-term road and bridge repair plan, ensuring funding remains in place for scheduled infrastructure projects across the state of Michigan. Education funding includes a record foundation allowance of $10,300 per student, along with continued universal breakfast and lunch programs in public schools. The spending plan also provides funding for teacher bonuses, new school buses, dual enrollment opportunities, and early childhood education programs. Pavlov says the budget reflects an effort to prioritize essential services while protecting taxpayers and maintaining the state's financial reserves. And the summer concert season continues next week at the Pigeon Band Shell with the return of Michigan-based classic rock group Stone Street Revival. The band is scheduled to perform Thursday, July 9th at 7 p.m., Organizers say the group is known for combining well-known classic rock favorites with lesser-known selections from the 1970s and beyond. Featuring strong vocal harmonies and live performances that appeal to audiences of all ages. Advance tickets are available online and at participating locations throughout the Thumb, with tickets also available at the gate before the show. Guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets for seating. If severe weather develops, the concert will be moved indoors to the Laker High School Auditorium on M142 between Pigeon and Elkton. Any venue change will be announced through the Pigeon Band Shell's website, social media, and local radio stations. The 2026 concert season continues July 23rd with Southern Gospel group Justified Quartet, followed by Magic Bus Band on August 6th, featuring a tribute to the music of the Woodstock era. The Pigeon Band Shell, owned by the Village of Pigeon, has hosted summer entertainment since 1991 and continues to present a variety of musical acts through community support, sponsorships, ticket sales, and grant funding. And we'll be right back after this brief public service announcement.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.